Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, from the start of home workout videos to the birth of William Shakespeare, lots to look back on in this week in pop culture history. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
First of all, on an entirely separate note, your road trip playlist was superb.
Well,
the weekend.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
You had the sunshine as well. That helps put you in a good mood. Sun is shining.
Yeah, no,
you're
cruising down. I recommend it.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear.
William Shakespeare.
Yes, let's go back 460 years ago, April 23rd, 1564. William Shakespeare was born over in Strathfin-upon-Avon in the UK. The poet, the playwright, the actor who brought us many plays, 39, 154 sonnets and poems and everything else. For me, when I think of William Shakespeare, I think of the time of junior and or leaving cert.
Exactly.
And having to read Hamlet back to back and understand what was going on.
We never studied Hamlet.
Hamlet is what I had. I couldn't tell you if it was junior or leaving. I couldn't even tell you what happened in the thing.
Romeo and Juliet was definitely our junior cert, and Macbeth.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did Hamlet, actually.
Well, as well
or
as
if I did, I didn't pay much heed. But I know, I don't think we did. I'd have some memory of it.
You might have a bit, but the sleepless nights that it brought. Yeah. He also brought some amazing quotes to the world and popular phrases that have survived him four centuries. They've survived, and some that were first recorded in his works. So I guess we kind of have to say maybe they are his writings and his sayings that we use every day. The likes of "break the ice." The taming of the shrew is where that came from. So you say, oh, come on, we'll break the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that's still used there.
Did not know that. Did not link that to William Shakespeare.
As dead as a doornail. Yes, William Shakespeare for that. Laugh yourself into stitches, which is another thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm in stitches laughing.
Yeah,
From the tempest in a pickle. We've all been in a pickle. So thank you, William Shakespeare, for that. And
Too much
of a good thing. So William Shakespeare brought us many poems and tragedies and everything else, but also some popular phrases that we're still using to this day.
It's kind of nice though, isn't it, that we're still, you know, he's being quoted. We're quoting him.
460 years on.
There you go. Coke.
Yes. So
the drink.
We're going back, 39 years ago, April 24th, 1985. A new Coca-Cola was put on the shelves. This was after kind of the big flop of Coke. After this time, it kind of lost its market share to Pepsi. Pepsi was the big thing in the States. And they said, we kind of need to do something. So they came up with a new formula. They came up with a rebrand called New Coke. And it was an absolute failure across the States. This is the Coca-Cola CEO at the time, Roberto Gayoza. And at the time, he didn't even know what it was about.
I would say is smoother, rounder, yet bolder, is a more harmonious flavor.
You're a pretty good copywriter, Roberto.
So the CEO of the company didn't even know what was going on with this new product.
Like, Coca-Cola has to be one of the biggest marketing brand success stories worldwide. How did nobody in the PR team prep the CEO before that press conference?
Even they managed to slip up every now and again. And it is one of the biggest companies. 1.8 billion beverages sold each and every day.
Do you know what? One of my favourite drinks in, like, lifelong favourite drinks is Coke from, like, the, you know, the real Coke, the full fat Coke, in the glass bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, glass, 3 cubes of ice and a slice of lemon.
It's very diva. 3 cubes of ice.
And obviously, one isn't enough and you don't want it, like, you know, when you get the fountain Coke and it's piled with the little ice. It has to be, that is the perfect drink.
Okay, I'd be more of a Fanta man myself, but.
Fanta!
Yeah. Right. Everyone to their own devices.
Yeah, there you go.
We're not here to judge.
No, I've moved to Diet Coke and then Coke Zero. I've evolved over the years.
Like the product,
Coke. Funny, we were talking about McDonald's here with you last Thursday in Throwback Thursday, and like just two major American brand success stories like
that have taken over the world,
literally.
On a move, 42 years ago, we're going back, April 24th.
Do I think a sound many people will remember,
think so.
Kieran?
You did a great job. Don't you feel good? I'll see you next time. Bravo!
Woo! 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 Woo!
80s at their finest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jane Fonda's workout home video was released 42 years ago this week, April 24th. It was a massive seller at the time. I guess this kind of opened the door to women in the fitness industry, which was quite a male dominated industry at the time. And from there, we've seen a lot of celebrity influencers and all this type of thing come through. But I guess she's best known for the whole leg warmer and shouting at you, feel the burn. One of the most popular VHSs of the time. It was the top selling VHS for 6 years.
The like Jane Fonda workout video.
Straight.
Wow.
17 million videos sold from 1982 to 1985. So I mean, it was a massive, massive entry into the world of fitness industry. And she kind of came back a few years later, back in 2010, for a fitness video aimed at those 50 years and older. She tried again in 2014 to kind of re-release the old things. And then during the pandemic, like everyone, she went online and did lots of home videos for people who were quarantining.
Do you know what? Like, it's when you think back to the idea of the home video workouts, the home workout videos, like, I kind of remember that from, I think there was definitely a couple of these knocking around our house at home. And I think Davina McCall, she had some.
Davina had some.
I think Davina might have had probably one of the first ones that I had. Did one of the Spice Girls have one from memory?
Oh, maybe.
Why do I think that?
Yeah,
but the idea, though, of buying a workout video and doing that at home now just seems so foreign.
Absolutely.
But the evolved version, of course, is Zoom, isn't it?
Yes, and that's what kind of happened during COVID. Everyone went to Zoom and the pandemic and following Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and
it's
all
mad,
these things.
Isn't it?
So, yeah, that's the way
that. Like, that is just so funny to think back. People in their kitchen.
In your sitting room.
Yeah.
Bouncing up and down to Jane Fonda shouting at you. It's a bit mad, all right.
Look, this, on a much more serious note, this week in history also remembers Chernobyl.
Yes, 38 years ago, we're going back to April 26th, 1986, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster.
It does now seem likely that sometime in the last couple of days, there's been perhaps the worst accident in the short history of the world's nuclear power industry.
Clip from the BBC there, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It's considered the worst nuclear disaster in history. It happened on the site of nuclear reactor number 4 in Chernobyl. They were trying to test the steam turbine, and then it accidentally kind of dropped power from there. They restored it with the wrong configuration, and then there was just a meltdown, which the meltdown is what we know. The reactor core went on fire, which lasted for weeks, and we know the fallout
that is
from
never,
there.
Yeah, the legacy is still there as well. Yeah, you know, absolutely from that. The other thing you have this week, when you've been looking back at all the things that happened in this week in history, Kieran, the number one actually on this very day.
Voices of friends vanished and gone. Tonight I hear the blood in my veins. Just as black and whispering as the rain.
30 years ago, we're going back. This day, this date, 1994, the number one today was The Streets
94.
Of Philadelphia, Bruce Springsteen. Written and performed for the film Philadelphia, starring Tom Hanks. And an amazing film, fantastic film, dealing all with the associations of homosexuality and living in secret with HIV and AIDS.
Mm.
But the song itself, such a moving song,
yeah.
Such a beautiful song. It did get to number one in Ireland back then and won Academy Awards and Grammys and the works. One of the most famous songs in the world. It's a really nice, peaceful song.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I think of Bruce, I want a bit more heavy. I want something.
Right.
I want the guitar to
Are
rock across. I do like a bit of Bruce.
Are you going? She's here every year now.
Sure. He lives here at this stage. He might as well.
He's back again in May.
He's always here.
But yeah,
it's nice to see. It's one of his greatest songs. But when I hear Bruce, I want the guitar to rip across.
A bit more.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Kieran O'Connor, loads to remember in this week in history. God, you really feel old actually at this time every
That's
Thursday.
That's what I'm here to do.
Oh, thanks a million. Yeah. We'll chat to you next Thursday. Kieran O'Connor there from 98FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.